You need to speak more and louder and get just as aggressive about it as you can. We need it.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk 99.1.
Any weekday between 10 and noon, that's what you get to do. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Loving this weather. There is something about a fresh white blanket of snow that just kind of covers everything and just makes everything look so pretty. So I wonder how many people are going to take that as subliminal racism. That's pretty much what we are in today, but that's another subject. I want to go on to this. No, not quite the blizzard I think that a lot of people were preparing for, but boy, we got a nice load last night. Nice. We've already got Mount Rose open for you skiers out there. Lake Tahoe, a lot of other places opening. Heavenly Oak just opened up, and we've got, I think Kirkwood is going to open up on Friday. Yeah, this is nice. I'm not a good skier. I am definitely not a skier. No. I'm more of a tumbler and roller. That's, yeah, never could get the hang of skis or having something on my feet. Heck, it's hard for me to walk half the time and not fall on my tooks. So, to all the skiers out there, have a great Thanksgiving weekend and get out and hit the slopes. Much rather see people going out and doing something fun and active like that with their family rather than just anticipating shopping. And trust me, that comes from a shopaholic. That's all I think about half the time is shopping. But we need to start spending more time with our family. Talked to my mom for a little bit yesterday, and I shared with her that I went to a Rainbow Girls meeting, an International Order of the Rainbow for Girls meeting. Haven't been to one in, sadly, close to 30 years. And everything came rushing back to me. The message, the teachings, the welcoming. And I thought to myself more than ever, we need these teachings. Kindness, forgiveness, nature, love, religion, fidelity, service, patriotism. I mean, it goes on and on about what we're lacking nowadays. So I really am hoping that as you take this time, probably taking off a little bit early today, go for it. The roads are, chain controls over the mountains. Always check before you head out. All those flights canceled. We definitely got a winter storm, but be careful out on the roads. But when you travel those distances to sit and talk with family, forget about the politics. Talk about things that are more important. Talk about things that you grew up with when you were kids. Talk about things that are important to your family. Values, morals. Teach kids a lesson, not about who to hate or disagree with. Teach them about something special to us, like maybe even the Constitution. Pull out the Bill of Rights. Sit around and read the Bill of Rights and discuss them. You know, make this Thanksgiving worthwhile. Hopefully we'll get some calls today, 884-9910, and let's talk about that. What are you thankful for on this 2019? As we head into 2020, what are you thankful for? We should be thankful for a lot of stuff, because with a country so divided politically right now, let's be thankful for the important things. Let's be thankful for the freedoms that we enjoy here that other countries don't, that other people have to suffer through. Let's be thankful for our economy, that more people than ever have jobs now. Good paying jobs. When other countries are fighting over bread and toilet paper and just being able to have, you know, a good meal on the table, not just Thanksgiving, but every day, let's be grateful and thankful for what we have. Share it with our neighbors and talk about it. So what are you thankful for today? Monica J. Show, 884-9910. Because I have things to talk about for the ungrateful people out there. So I need you to keep me on the right path of being thankful. One of the biggest things that I found that, wow, is a real change in our society. I remember working in the healthcare industry, family planning, actually. So we had to deal with a lot of, I'm playing with my microphone. We had to deal with the sexually transmitted diseases and things like that. But this was 30 years ago. So this was the height of HIV paranoia. So go on to the Daily Wire. This was from yesterday. No, this was from 2 days ago, the 25th. So if you go in, you can check out this story. It's called Queerity Lists What You Stand to Lose by Avoiding Sex with People Who Have HIV. This group, it's an LGBT website called Queerity, and they published an article, What You Stand to Lose by Not Having Sex with People Who Are HIV. And they're talking about love and the relationship. And it's just incredible that, you know, they're talking about, oh, there's PrEP out there now. There's a drug out there that you can take that will make you less susceptible to it. There's condoms. There's all this stuff that if people are taking medications, it just still seems like to me they're encouraging people to be intimate with HIV partners that for some is more deadly than others. What really gets me, you know, love who you're going to love. Love, have sex with whoever you're going to have sex with. Be protected. But to be encouraging this, because I don't care. That has nothing to do with me. What gets me, and you have an alternative, is AARP did a survey. Now, why is AARP getting involved with this? AARP survey from last year showed that 57% of gay men over the age of 45 are single, compared to 39% of lesbians. Okay. Well, if AARP, if you didn't think that they were a little bit more on the left side by the way that they vote and the way that they spend people's money that sign up for those memberships, there you have it. So AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, is a good alternative for you. If you want an organization that lobbies Congress or gets you the information or does surveys for more of the conservative lifestyle, there you go. AMAC. The Voice of American Conservatives. If you want to find it, it's amac.us. The surveys that people spend money on, and it's just really incredible at times. What is really a priority in our country? Where have the priorities gone? The priorities, the morality, this social conscience we have now, I don't think is really getting down to the important things. If we had less government involvement in our lives, we would be able to help those in need. We would be able to help our families better, who we don't live that close to. How many times have you had a family member, you know, I just had this car accident, we lost the car, medical bills, we can't pay the rent this week, or we need help with the heating bill, can you help out? And you're not able to help them. Or you're even having those problems. If we didn't have to deal with all of these other issues that the government, for some reason, feels that we need to be a part of, imagine the joy and the happiness we could actually help spread. I would love to donate to all those food drives and toy drives that are going on right now. But I can't. I would love to donate to all of my charities who I feel are deserving and really need the help. But I can't, because the government takes more and more of my money every time I turn around, whether it be the federal government, the state government, the city government. I mean, all the things that we pay for, which I'm going to give you an example a little bit later on, all the things that we pay for in taxes, in fees, whatever you want to call it, dues. There's another one to get started on. Whatever union you are in, you really need to, and I know there are a lot of faithful union members out there, and I'm sorry, but I have seen unions kill too many mom and pop businesses. Because they just keep going for more and more and more that these companies don't have. For the big corporations, yeah, that's great. But for our school districts, for our law enforcement, for our fire personnel, look at what your union does for you. And what they do with your money to lobby against you, all in the name of working for you. And remember that you don't have to be a part of those unions. Law enforcement and fire personnel, I'm not quite sure about that, but I know the teachers can opt out of their unions, and more teachers every day are doing it because of what they're being forced to teach nowadays. Why retire when you can just get out of the union and fight for your students? Because if you don't fight for them, the parents don't know what the curriculums are. Parents are busy. They don't sit down and read the homework. They don't sit down and read all of the flyers that come through and what the kids are doing in the classroom. People thought it was amazing when the share booklets, when, you know, they started coming out and people started seeing photos on Facebook about what they're teaching in the share program. It's like, that's a joke. This is one of those, you know, fake news things that's going around social media. No, it wasn't. And so a lot of people weren't thinking about it. They weren't complaining about it. And it got passed. And now, people, you can opt out of it. Now you put the pressure on the kids to be removed from their classroom, to be ostracized, to be made fun of. You make the child's experience worse. whatever profession you are in, do what you can do to make it better. And let me know what you're thankful for. 884-9910. I'll start it off by saying that I am very thankful to Jerry Evans and Evans Broadcast Company for giving me the time, live and locally, to be your voice on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
You betcha. Oh, yes, it happens tomorrow. Hopefully yours is already thawed or plucked just in case, hanging, you know, get all the good juices out. Lots of turkey tomorrow. Enjoy it. Take a nap with that tryptophan. Do whatever you need to do. Watch the parade. Macy's Day Parade, how many people sit down and enjoy that with their family? But if the balloons don't go up, I tell you, I have no interest in watching it whatsoever. Unless the balloons are there, and even half the time, I just turn the volume off because their commentators just get a little too out there for me. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. Through the magic of radio, you just call in 884-9910, whatever you want to talk about. And of course, in the last segment, I said I was thankful as we go into this Thanksgiving Day long, long weekend, is that I get to be your voice. I get to help talk about what you want to talk about through the emails that you send me, through the phone calls you give. And I appreciate Evans Broadcast Company and Jerry and Henry and their families, because this is about as live and local as you get. This is actual local radio. So, Jerry, thank you again so much. Are you joining me? Did you decide to walk away and go actually make some money? Or okay, so he's spreading the joy around the office right now. But here's something for you. This is how far we let liberals go in trying to control everything that we love about the holidays. First, it was the attack on Merry Christmas. You can't say Merry Christmas. Well, to hell with that. I say Merry Christmas all the time. Happy New Year. Happy Thanksgiving. Merry Christmas. Now they're going after Secret Santa because it's just too stressful. So rather than not participate in Secret Santa, which I'm pretty sure you have the option of doing, just saying, no, you know, I don't want to participate this year. They want Secret Santa banned. Why do we have to ban everything? You know, you have the personal choice, which I guess that's the concept that liberals don't get. Liberals truly don't get the sense of freedom of speech, personal space, just freedoms to choose. Well, they just want to ban everything. And now that, you know, the attacks are going just perfectly after or trying to get rid of your Second Amendment rights, now they're going after your joy of Christmas and just Secret Santa. Give me a break. And speaking of your rights, as you watch the debates and you watch the national news, Bloomberg throwing his hat into the ring for president. Remember all of the money that Bloomberg and his PACs, so his money, was pumped into Virginia to literally buy that legislature. We need to ban money if we're going to ban anything from outside states influencing state elections. Why was Virginia so important to Bloomberg? Because now legislators are introducing a gun ban that wants to confiscate your guns. Didn't even wait for the dust to settle on making all of Virginia liberal. It was pretty liberal when I lived back there in Virginia Beach. But now, everything. So what are they going to work on? They are going to work on gun laws and get guns confiscated in the state of Virginia because of Michael Bloomberg. I'm a vote Republican pretty much down the line. But now it's not just vote Republican. It is actually anti-Democrat to the point of these presidential candidates. Was watching AOC talk about Bernie and his policies and his ideas. And she's like, stop saying free stuff. It's not free stuff. Damn right it's not free stuff. You and I have to pay for it. It's free stuff for other people. No, it's a public program. No. Public programs serve the public. That means all of us. When it comes to liberals and Democrats, there is nothing public about their party. So just think about that. Every time now you hear a Bloomberg commercial because he's throwing in millions of dollars. At least it's his own money. I can think of better things to do with it, but at least it's his own money. See, I told you. I'm going to get the angry notions out so you can be thankful. 884-9910, whatever you want to talk about today. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Here's Fox.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire's so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Oh, well, it doesn't show signs of stopping. And
I am such a crazy producer. What can I say? 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's live and local talk for all of Northern Nevada. The Monica Jay Show at 884-9910. And it is not frightful yet, but we did get a pretty good layer of snow last night. Not quite as much as the mountains, but hey, if you're a skier, that's a good thing. Because we got most of the ski resorts opening up for the Thanksgiving Day holiday. So we'll see how long it goes this year. We've seen snow all the way into July and ski resorts open up through May. So I hope they have a good season this time around. Just be careful out on the roads, especially if you're traveling any distance. Make sure that you are prepared. Even if you're not traveling, had the power go out. Again yesterday for about 4,000 residents of NV Energy. And once again, they're blaming equipment failure, equipment problems. Well, I guess that could be anything. They're not being specific on that. So be prepared. I'd say even move from the candles to those. Great gift idea. Just saying. To those LED little lanterns, even the little ones throw off a lot of light. Even just one of the little ones can light up a room. So you can, I mean, not perfectly, but so you can get your way around. Flashlights, also a great thing. Have your emergency preparedness kits together. One for the car, one for the house. Make it easy on yourself. Keep everything in one location. And then keep a flashlight in every room if you can. But I got an interesting email from a friend who says, what's missing from every emergency preparedness list? Because you can get the list. You can get the suggestions. You get the blanket, the granola bars or protein bars, whatever you prefer. Water, flashlights, batteries, yada, yada. The list goes on. But the thing that I've noticed as well, what is not there? Guns and ammunition. Just saying. When the power goes out, not everybody plays by the same rules. For some people, That's just an opportunity for them. So make sure your emergency preparedness list, unless you're traveling into California, of course, contains everything. And why do I bring that up? Because you need to start being better prepared, especially when it comes to our Second Amendment rights. Listen to what people are calling themselves. Moms demand action. Watch out for groups like that, because that is an extremist group. And they are not representing all suburban moms out there. I hate it when people play with their wording on your emotions. And now, Professor Elizabeth Warren is offering class in political linguistics. And that's where you have to learn to play the game. They're trying to be more benign. But you need to cut through the BS. And this is what I say. When somebody is elected to office, it's almost like they take a special class how to speak for 10 to 15 minutes on a subject and literally not say anything. They also learn how to make things sound differently to where it confuses you. Like moving away from the term gun control. No, that's too control. We can't have the word control in something. We don't want people to think that we are controlling them. So they are going for the alternatives of common sense gun safety. Common sense gun safety. I'm sorry. Common sense has not been in politics for probably 40 years going on now. So to just even, you know, that should be your first clue right there. Common sense gun safety. Gun reform. Yeah, that's another one of those terms. Reform. That's not something that you want to hear either, because of the fact that if you actually look at the Second Amendment, your right shall not be infringed upon. And anytime you have the word reform in there, that means infringement. So listen to the way politicians are speaking nowadays. It's not just doublespeak, but it's actually alternatives, more benign sounding alternatives to language that the rest of us are just honest with. Gun confiscation. Infringement upon your rights. There's one of my things that I'm thankful for this Thanksgiving holiday. The rights that we still have that we need to protect a whole lot better. Our freedom of safety, security, making sure that our money is spent wisely on these things. I'm going to try not to use any bad language here, but not sounding like a millennial. OMG! How many hit and runs did I go off on during yesterday's show? Another one last night. Another hit and run. A woman in a wheelchair. How do you run over a woman in a wheelchair in the middle of the road? Either you were doing it on purpose or you are really not paying attention. Unbelievable. And then, obviously, just another criminal from the past days, somebody with no license, no insurance, somebody with drugs and a firearm in the vehicle. List goes on and on. Stolen vehicle? Those are the reasons that we have hit and run, for the most part, is that person who is running is also doing something else that is questionable or illegal. If you can avoid it, stay out of the streets of Northern Nevada. Just stay out of the streets. I don't have the actual statistics, but at the rate we're going right now, I think 5 in the last 2 weeks. I'm saying this is a pretty dangerous place. Maybe we need to start having more of these patrols, officers out on the streets. Imagine that, more law enforcement out on the streets. And if you ask any law enforcement, they need more people. Fire department needs more people. What's the holdup? I mean, you're paying your taxes, you're paying your property taxes, you're paying the city and the county governments. Setting priorities above your safety. You talk to any of the, oh, it's a balancing act. You know, we're doing our best. It's a balancing act. You're right. When you consider out of the mouths of politicians, I was not happy with Jenny Brekus's when she was on with her response to, you know, setting priorities. When she said, we're an arts community, we're, you know what? In my opinion, arts is not something that any form of government should be paying for. Arts and culture, that is fantastic. And we are a very artistic community. I mean, somebody is even taking our desert trash dumping and turning it into an art exhibit. But no money. On the state, city, county, federal level should be going, no taxpayer dollars, which includes fees, should be going to the arts community. That should be coming from supporters of the arts, supporters of music, supporters of the exhibits. Not from taxpayer dollars. Your dollars should be going to safety, to maintenance of bad infrastructure that we have. Sewage treatment plants that are too small in almost every single county that you talk to now. Max capacity, not running efficiently. Those are the things that your taxpayer dollars should be going for. I know a lot of people in the arts community, and I even participate. You know, helping with Art Paws this year. But how do you put these things on? By private donations. We have enough millionaires and even a few billionaires in our area that they are more than capable of supporting the arts community. It doesn't have to be done with taxpayer dollars. It's the Monica Jay Show on this holiday tomorrow, Thanksgiving. I hope you're ready, and I hope you get a 4-day weekend. That would be nice. I know not everybody is going to, but it would be nice. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show for all of Northern Nevada at 884-9910. Let me know what you're thankful for as we head into this Thanksgiving holiday. And yes, I was ranting about the arts and giving to charities and things like that, but we do have Giving Tuesday coming up next week. And this is how you do it. This is another way to do it. One of the organizations that I absolutely love is because tragedy can happen at any time, and that's the Solace Tree. So if you're looking at having a really nice meal, getting away from the turkey and having maybe some spaghetti, well, then I have an event for you, and it happens on, 28th, 29th, on Saturday. Saturday the 30th, the annual Snowshoe Thompson Chapter Eclampus Vitus is going to be having their annual spaghetti feed. 100% of the proceeds benefit the Solace Tree. It's just $10 a plate. You get spaghetti, garlic bread, salad, all those wonderful things. And you're helping out an amazing organization. If you've never heard of the Solace Tree, please look it up online because it helps people, especially children, peer-to-peer counseling, socializing, grieving. It helps children learn how to grieve, especially since I hate to say this, but so many take their lives during the holidays. So this is a wonderful organization to help out. 400 South Rock Boulevard in Sparks. It happens at 6 o'clock. Blitz Bar happens Saturday, 6 o'clock to 8. Please participate. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with John this morning. Hi, John. How are you doing?
Okay. I'd like to tell you about the power problems. PG&E was mandated by the state of California to make 30% of their power available from wind. Well, wind only works when it's above 5 miles an hour and below 40 miles an hour. So when the wind is blowing, they lose 30% of their power.
Pretty much. But it,
so that's
it's
what's
more,
happening there.
That's
all I had to say.
Thank you, John. You have a happy Thanksgiving. It's so much more than that. It's bad. Again, we go back to this infrastructure. It's bad maintenance. It's bad timing. It's environmentalists getting involved. You know, they don't want you to cut down anything. They don't want you to remove any trees. They don't want you to remove any brush. You can't clean stuff up. A lot of that in California. Well, that's just too bad. You know, these companies have to take a stand and say, okay, we need to clean this out. So you're in the wrong here. If we don't clean out these, all of this brush and everything and make sure, you ever notice when you drive into certain areas, I see this when I drive over to California, is you will see the huge power lines, the transformer lines, and you will just see this huge swath cut into the area where there is nothing. It's all clear cut around those lines. It's gone for a reason. It's gone so nothing heats up, nothing sparks, no fires are started. But when environmentalists get involved and they say, no, you're taking away from the natural beauty, too bad. I mean, the environmentalists are learning about that the hard way with electricity right now because their electric cars don't run when they can't charge them up. I mean, that's why I think you should always have gas electric. I mean, that's just common sense. Oh, wait, I forgot I mentioned there is no common sense in all of this stuff because we let, and I don't want the term to become negative because sometimes do-gooders do good. But all of these do-gooders out there now that it's earth first and, you know, you can't go into this or do that, they just have to be shouted down or whatever. If you don't want your electricity, then go someplace else. There are some third world countries that, well, We're like a third world country at points now, with the electricity constantly going out. First, they were saying it was the winds, and we don't want to start any wildfires. But now that we're into the heavy snow times, oh, it's equipment failure due to weather. Mm-hmm. How about lack of proper maintenance, maybe? I feel so badly for the linemen out there, the people that actually have to go out and fix this stuff. Because many a times I've heard from people that said, trust me, I've reported it so many times and nothing's been done. Got to speak up when that happens. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada, but we are also the home of Fox News. So let's get a business news update. Dow looking good. So let's do it now.